This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free. Take control of the airwaves here. Bring up anything that's on your mind. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Coming up, the Equifax hack. Over 140 million people's private information, or what they thought was private information, is now in the hands of some hack group somewhere, which means it could be in who knows how many people's hands at this point.
Not mine.
We'll talk about that coming up here tonight. Your calls and thoughts, though, are welcome. You can bring up anything. Obviously, people trying to escape from Florida in the path of Hurricane Irma, which is bearing down this weekend. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
Also, I do want you to know about freetalklive.com. Be sure you head on over there and get interactive. All the features on our site are completely free. So once again, go to freetalklive.com. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, let's go to Tom. He's in Baltimore. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Well, at least I feel a little bit better about saying last week that I hadn't heard Chris Cantwell spout racist words, but of course, after seeing his interviews, clearly I was wrong about that. But the other caller who doesn't like him, who preceded me, even he said that he hadn't really heard him really talk about.
That was a different person. No, you're confusing our caller with, I think, Chris, who's in the studio here tonight.
Oh, okay. All right.
Not Cantwell.
Normally,
right.
Listen, I'm not
Chris Wade from ThinkPenguin.com.
Yes, I'm not a racist.
Not to be confused with Chris Cantwell or Thursday Chris.
Correct.
Yes, right.
We have two Chrises who are co-hosts, and neither of them are Chris Cantwell.
Yep.
Right. No, I know who Chris Cantwell is. We're letting
our other listeners know. Because you're not the only one who's listening.
I thought somebody on the last call during that conversation said that they hadn't particularly heard him spout.
Yeah, that was Chris Wade, who is in our studio.
It's kind of important because he has been on the show, and he's also called in recently. So
yeah,
He normally is pretty reserved.
No, he's not.
I was talking about having not heard him spout really obnoxious racist views was I've heard him say things that I know would upset some people. He makes reference to the bell curve, but as far as really being incendiary on air, now you fellas know him personally, so
tones it down a little bit when he's on with us. He'll put his racism in terms that are more understandable by libertarians, for instance. He's communicating to a different audience when he's on Free Talk Live than when he's doing his own show.
He uses words that could be considered dog whistles to where people that know the hidden meaning behind what he's saying hear the hidden meaning, and everybody else is like, I didn't really catch what he was saying.
But he's not cloaking his racism when he's on the air on Free Talk Live, generally. If he didn't express it while he was on the jail call.
You're talking about more recently, right?
I'm talking about within the last year or so that he has been a racist.
Right.
He, maybe almost two years at this point.
I'd say about five.
No, we only kicked him off of Free Talk Live like two years ago.
Oh, I know you only kicked him off of Free Talk Live a couple of years ago, but
you think he's been a racist for 5 years?
Or longer.
Why? What's the evidence for that?
Well, I'll give you a couple of examples, right. And it's not necessarily evident, it's not proof, but some examples. When Michael Brown wound up getting killed in Ferguson, he was coming up with all of these reasons why it was okay.
That wasn't 5 years ago.
That was, maybe four, almost five? The Trayvon Martin thing was, I think, the year before that, and he was coming up with all of these excuses for
shooting
why
Michael
it was
Brown
okay.
3 years ago.
Okay.
But you're right. He was, that was the time at which he was sort of, I would say, transitioning. He had been anti-cop Chris for a while. That was kind of his bag when he moved here to New Hampshire originally. And then he had some experiences that kind of changed how he felt about the police.
Yep.
That I thought was a good thing for him, like he was able to connect with the police as human beings, but he basically eliminated any kind of critique eventually of police violence, and yeah, it did seem like he was directing it towards blacks,
yeah.
Generally. So I agree with you there, Daryl, but his actual, like, racism did not come into view until probably shortly thereafter the Michael Brown thing, is somewhere in that time frame. But,
well, here's what I wanted to comment on. One of you said that you didn't think he was a political prisoner. I absolutely think he was a political prisoner.
I'm pretty sure everyone in the studio said he's a political prisoner.
Right. No, what I said was the people that are saying he's a political prisoner are not saying that the charges against him are necessarily trumped up. They're saying that the denial of bail is what makes him a political prisoner.
Based on the words
the
he said.
The charges alone make him a political prisoner, and nobody else would have been charged with what he was charged with. Let's face it, he was charged the way he was, and he's being treated the way he is because his views are unpopular. Now, don't get me wrong. Don't associate what I'm telling you with agreement with him. What I'm saying, though, is certainly he's being treated differently. Justice is not blind. In fact, the goofball district attorney, Robert Tracy, I don't know how you pronounce it, of the Commonwealth, has been quoted before that, you know, in his position, he must not be political. He must treat all the people that he deals with in his job the very same way, regardless of where they live, what kind of income they make, what their race is, what their education is. And he's doing everything opposite of what he's claimed in the past. He's a liar, and it's clear to anyone who's really
He's a politician. Of course he's a liar.
And you're a, by the way, for listeners that don't know, you're a former cop out of Baltimore. So you're a former cop saying you believe the charges themselves are politically motivated.
I think that
they are outrageous. If they were so bad, they would have arrested him on the spot. They had to wait. Actually, and again, this goes to what I'm talking about relative
Well, the police may not have been there on the spot. Just to clarify,
right. There are reports that the police weren't there, which is why the fighting broke out.
Correct.
But he wasn't the reason.
There were no charges until people saw these interviews and came forward and decided to swear out complaints. And you can do that in the state of Maryland. I guess you can do it in Virginia as well. And decided because he was such an ugly person in their view. And by the way, he's also talking ugly things to many people. He's doing things like exercising his right to bear arms. And let's face it, that's unpopular these days. He's doing everything to make him what people in law enforcement who I don't agree with would call a Charlie, referring to Charlie Manson. That means that you really don't have to do anything except espouse ugly views, and guess what? You're going to jail probably for the rest of your life. And people pursue that, and they do it because
do you think that's going to happen here, Tom? Because some people have speculated that all the state of Virginia really wants out of this is to make him into a felon, not necessarily to lock him up for all 60 years that he could be facing.
Well, I thought he was facing 20, but let's face it. At his age,
he says they upgraded the felony counts.
That's as good as life.
He said on the interview where he called us from his jail cell that they've upgraded the felony counts to more serious felonies, and now it's potential 60 years.
He carried some pepper spray or mace, and he protected himself from what I hear. I saw people there really using things that would be a federal crime as flamethrowers. I don't know what's happened to them. The one guy I saw on television with Don Lemon, and he was acting as though he was just an innocent lamb. He said, you know, I didn't even come there with any other intent but to tell them that I just thought they were wrong and that they just think differently. Where'd you get the mace, or where'd you get the paint can, Don asked. And he said, oh, they threw it at my head. And Don didn't follow up like he should have and said, oh, by the way, where'd you get the lighter? Are you a smoker? Because I don't believe for one minute that he did not come there with that paint can and with a lighter to use it exactly the way he did, regardless of where he got it, though.
I'm not familiar. I saw like a still photo of what you're referring to, I think. Some guy using some kind of aerosol can as a flamethrower, but I'm not familiar with the circumstances around those allegations.
But
hey, Tom,
I want to ask you guys a question. I'm going to ask you guys a question before I hang up. You guys know him very well, and I'm just wondering, with the way you know him, do you think that he would have gone down there and really been in people's faces, other than spouting, you know, what many people view as ugly incendiary things, you know, in a crowd like anyone would chant or sing? Do you think he would be in people's faces really starting fights? I'm just curious to know that.
I don't believe Chris would have tried to start a fight personally. Thank you for the call tonight, Tom. There's more coming up here. 855, 450.
Meth is a hell of a drug.
Three.
Don't do what I did and run out. If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop? Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about three quarters.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea. Free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynovite.com.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free, bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well. Just head on over here to go to freetalklive.com. You can tune into the show there. But if you want to Skype us, you can Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm.
Are you eating 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day? If you said no, well, you've got company, because only about 10% of people actually are. And here's more bad news. A preponderance of research shows that you really need about 10 servings a day, and only about 1% of the population does that. That's nearly a gallon of fruits and vegetables in their raw form every day. What's the prize for accomplishing this feat? Protection against obesity, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, cancer, plus enough antioxidants to neutralize all 5 of the known free radicals. Worthy goals, right? Well, I'm going to tell you a way that you can get all of your servings, and I'm doing it myself, but I'm not sitting down eating a gallon. I don't have a gallon bucket over here that I'm, you know, nibbling out of during the breaks. What I'm doing is I'm putting fruit and veggie total in my smoothies. You don't have to put it in a smoothie. You can just, you know, mix it with, you know, whatever, and they'll actually give you a free shaker bottle when you go to simplifymysupplements.com and use code FTL. You also save 10%. Fruit and veggie total made from the same people that make Whole Food Multicomplete. So join me in this goal of eating better, losing weight, living longer, and feeling better. Again, go to simplifymysupplements.com. Get some fruit and veggie total. Use coupon code FTL. Save 10%. And again, they give you that free shaker bottle. Simplifymysupplements.com. Code FTL.
Let's go to Thomas. He's on the line in also in Keene, New Hampshire. Hello, Thomas.
Good evening, Ian. How are you guys doing?
Hey, is this Thomas Parisi from the Jail Paper?
Yes, and I did send you over some photos. You know, last week we had gone to Chesterfield, which is a budding municipality where they had a DUI checkpoint.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they towed a couple cars away. Well, today I popped out, right over here on Main Street in downtown Keene, and all of a sudden I saw this big bus, and this big bus was like the in the state of New Hampshire, they have this quasi state police agency, which is liquor enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
And with their big bus, they had 2 or 3 cars, and I sent you one of the pictures, but they picked off, you know, like 2 of these kids that I guess were just driving down the street, going around the roundabout to go up Main Street, and pulled 2 of these kids out of the cars and just, you know, drug them away to God knows where. But I think when we were discussing, when I did my interview with you, like, you know, like the legality of these checkpoints in the state of New Hampshire was denied, I believe, in 1985 by the New Hampshire Supreme Court. And after much, you know, debating and all this stuff in 07, following kind of like the federal rule of thumb, they instituted it. But, you know, God knows, you know, like these are not really, they're technically not even police officers. They're what's referred to in the police manual, New Hampshire law enforcement manual, is they're ex officio constables. So
they call them in the business liquor dicks.
Yes, liquor dicks, yes.
That's what the other cops call the liquor enforcement cops. They have their pet name for them. And so what you're saying is you showed me some of the pictures you sent me on Facebook. It looks like they've got like a big old RV, some kind of mobile command center that they've moved into Keene for the night.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And it's about 50 feet long. It's huge. You know, it's like basically that's where your tax dollars have been going to pay for that. I'm a recent transplant, so I have it. But go ahead.
I was going to say, I suspect they're going to be using it to target college students tonight would be my guess. It's party night.
Probably. And then they're probably also going to go after some of the bars.
The bars, right. They'll send their undercovers in there.
Because there was something that happened a couple of years ago at one of the places that we used to have social Sundays in this town until they wound up shutting down.
The dude retired, but yeah.
Well, yeah, he sold the place.
Yeah.
that business shut down.
Correct.
And then we weren't able to have Social Sunday there because it's no longer a business.
Correct.
But before that happened, there was one day where some of the liquor enforcers were walking around. It was on a pub crawl day, I believe. Some girl walks out of the bar. She stumbles. Liquor enforcer says, "Are you drunk?" "Yeah, I'm drunk." And, well, drunk girl walks out of a bar and says she's drunk. It's illegal to serve alcohol to a drunk person. Everybody that was on staff said, "I did not serve that girl." But they still wound up losing their license for 3 days.
That's right. Yeah, wow. They shut them down temporarily.
Which is, and that's a big deal, though. You know, if you're a business owner and you're put out of business even for a day or so.
That's correct.
But where they've kind of situated themselves, Jim, and you're familiar with the geography, is that St. Bernard's. And St. Bernard's is right next to, you know, bars like Cobblestone and The Lab and all
so
those.
So it's right across from the post office.
It's nobody knows where that is if they're not in Keene. But it's in the heart of downtown. Let me explain for people that don't live here. It's in the heart of downtown Keene, and it borders the college neighborhood. So every street next to that church is the four or five or six, however many streets are sort of parallel to it. That's the college neighborhood. It's right next door to the college. So it seems like that's where they're setting up a command center. They're definitely going to be targeting.
Right on Main Street.
Yeah, and this is like, you know, the second weekend of school. And another thing is, you know, there's, you know, basically so many kids out, you know, they're going to act wild and party, and they're just going to post up there until, you know, come, you know, 12 o'clock, 1:30, and, you know, just snag anybody they see, you know, because basically, you know, if you're under 21 and you're drinking, they're going to arrest you. And these kids, and I did notice this when I was reading it, is that these DUI checkpoints and also the, you know, what they fall under, you know, like the liquor enforcement, is that they can't do any other kind of searches, which I'm sure that they do, but if they're not checking people for alcohol, they can't ask you, like, oh, hey, do you have a weapon? Mm-hmm. Or do, like, a Terry search where, like, they pat you down for weapons or any of this stuff. But I saw them do it to a kid, and then right after that, you know, because I was about 300 feet away from where I was taking my pictures from, he went right into the car, and then the girl was with him, she was going in the car, too, and then they just drove off. But,
now, it,
you know,
makes me wonder whether or not the liquor police are going to wind up handing out open container citations.
Is that state law or city ordinance?
I believe that's a municipal ordinance.
Then I don't think they could they?
They're operating within the municipality. That's a question you would have to ask the Keene chief.
I wonder about that.
Well, what they could do is they could simply detain the subject until, you know, city cops came up. Because they
can witness it. Yeah, that's a good point.
Most states, they can't enforce it, but what they'll do is just wait till, you know, Keene City Police come, and if the person's belligerent, and they'll just hit him with a public intox.
Police departments, maybe quarter mile down the road.
Oh, they're working. I'm sure they probably have a Keene officer on staff who's just going to write tickets all night. If they can't write the ticket, they'll just be like, "Officer so-and-so, I saw this man with an open container." All right, here, we'll just write that up. Thomas, if you want to hang on, you're welcome to. Otherwise, I appreciate the call. It's up to you.
We can talk more. I'll hang on for the commercial break.
Yeah, stand by. We'll talk more because he did mention that we went out to do a DUI checkpoint, and I don't think we've really talked about that yet since that occurred, and now that you're here, Chris Wade, you were out there with us, so we can all talk about how that went out here in Cheshire County, New Hampshire, where it hasn't happened in basically half a decade. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My husband says, "You are what you eat." Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex. And wow, you've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free to bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
Also, do want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. You head on over there. You want to learn more about Bitcoin, the world's first and most successful decentralized cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com is a great place to do it. In fact, we just got a bunch of cool giveaway stuff from Bitcoin.com. Not like worth that much that we're going to do an on-air giveaway, like pens and wristbands and stuff like that. But you're going to be going to the Free Coast Festival this weekend.
I am, yes.
And
leaving bright and early in the morning.
You're going to have a bunch of the Bitcoin.com swag with you to give away to anybody who might happen to be at that event. It's a great event to kind of check out the Seacoast.
Plus dropping stuff off at the Free State Bitcoin shop.
Oh, I'm so jealous that you get to check out the Free State Bitcoin shop.
I'm not
going to
have much time.
Yeah, you're just going to drop in and drop out.
Right, because there's events that are happening until about 2.
Right.
And then there's a cruise that's happening, and I've got like an hour and a half to get to the cruise place, and it's about a half hour drive from where the other stuff is. plus stop at the Bitcoin shop, so I'm not going to have much time.
Is this the grand opening?
No, that's next week.
That's next week. Okay.
So you're talking about the grand opening, right? Of the Bitcoin shop, that's which is the 17th of that's a Sunday. Yeah. And so what's happening this weekend in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, is the Free Coast Festival.
Not the 15th?
The 15th will be a Friday.
Okay.
Yeah. The grand opening is the 17th, which is 2 days after the 15th.
Interesting. Okay.
Right. So the grand opening will be coinciding also with the 5-year anniversary screening of Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree, which will be happening at the Seacoast Repertory Theater.
I thought that was on the 15th.
Nope, I'm telling you, it's the 17th.
Okay, I have it on the. I'm pretty
I'm
sure I have it on the calendar.
Who's helping organize it?
I'm wondering here.
Update your calendar tonight.
I think I do have some wrong dates on it though. So
okay, because you were saying that you couldn't go because your family's going to be in town. Was that because you thought they were that it was,
thought it was
be
on the
15th?
And
so
actually,
maybe you can go.
Do our planning off the air. This is not plan Chris's schedule.
Well, I want as many people
live
as possible to go. Yeah, if you're going to be in New England, you should join
us. I'm going to try and make it.
On the 17th, which, Gerald, you're coming out.
Yes.
For it. I don't know if Thomas is coming from Keene, but we're going to have carpools going out there. If you haven't seen Victimless Crime Spree, it's a great excuse to do it, and you get to check out the Bitcoin shop all on the same day.
Or if you haven't seen it on the big screen, or maybe you have seen
it on the big screen.
It's well and worth, you want to see it again and hang out with people.
It's well worth watching twice. It's the best movie I have ever
seen.
It's
a great film.
And the film itself, the low, low price of free.
That's right. If you, first come, first serve. So if you're there, I don't expect it's going to fill up, but I suppose it could. Derek Jay is promoting it around town via posters. So we should have people who show up that have never seen the movie before.
So my plan is go out with you and Mark that morning.
Yeah.
Hang out at the Bitcoin shop for a little bit. There's a gym about 2 miles away, so then I'm going to go work out, shower, change clothes, and then camp out in front of the movie theater.
That's awesome.
That'll be fun. Bitcoin.com, you want to learn more about Bitcoin, that's the place to do it. You can do Bitcoin mining there as well at pool.bitcoin.com, so check that out. And then again, just to learn about Bitcoin, go to bitcoin.com. Thomas Parisi is with us here from the Jail Paper. It's kind of a courtroom crime blog here in Keene. And Thomas, you came out with Chris and I, Chris Wade, who's in the studio with me here tonight. You came out with us and a fairly decent group of folks, some of whom had come all the way over from Manchester, but the majority of whom
were
from
8 or 9 people.
I would say at least eight, if not 9, 10 people.
Yeah. It might have been more than that.
I think it was about 9 or 10.
Yeah, we had like 2 or 3 cars worth of people.
And anyway, Thomas, that was your first time. Was that your first time going out to interdict? I guess you weren't there technically to interdict. You were there as a journalist, but was it your first time experiencing that?
It was my first time observing as a journalist the interdiction of a DUI checkpoint.
Right, and this happens a lot out in Manchester, where they've got a bunch more libertarian activists out there than we have here in the Keene area, so they have regularly dozens of people.
There's lots of opportunities to go out and see checkpoints
in Manchester.
In New Hampshire in general. But
seems
Manchester
like most of them happen in Manchester
yeah.
as far as like disproportionately to the rest of the state.
And in and around Manchester, too, they have them more frequently, I think, than this area.
Well, it's a more populated area, but I was surprised that they haven't had one out here since 2012, at least in the Cheshire County area, which is where we live. This is the southwestern county in New Hampshire. We did interdict the one they had in 2012 and were successfully able to actually, save some people from getting busted. I remember there were a couple of guys, story I was told, a couple young guys in a car that pulled up to the DUI checkpoint interdiction people, the cop blockers. So we were well in advance of the checkpoint on a road out in Walpole, which is a small town on the western side of New Hampshire, and they rolled down the window and like a waft of cannabis smoke came out of there, and they were very happy that we were there, letting them know that there was a police checkpoint, because there was a detour. We had found a detour around the checkpoint, and those guys took the detour. So it's always nice to actually help some people who are otherwise innocent parties. They weren't drunk. They weren't a danger or anything like that. They're just enjoying their Friday night or Saturday night or whatever it was. So we did it again this weekend when they set it up. They actually did a double, which was unusual. They did one in a little town called Walpole again, and then they did one the next night in what you mentioned, Thomas, was Chesterfield. We went out there.
Which is border town with Vermont.
Correct. That's where the bridge from Brattleboro is in Vermont. And they actually had the checkpoint set up
maybe a few hundred feet away from the bridge. It wasn't several hundred feet.
Right next to the liquor store.
Pretty much.
But the liquor store was closed.
Everything was closed by the time that they got this thing set up. They probably set it up like close to 10:30.
It seemed like a really bad place to set up. But
so Thomas,
yeah, and that's one of the things, guys, that surprised me. And it says that I sent Ian the document to look at. But, you know, it's supposed to be in a safe area, and it's also supposed to be in an area that's considered, you know, a high risk or, you know, a danger area. And for some reason to me, you know, Vermont, the only way to actually leave the state to go to Vermont really doesn't seem that dangerous. But, you know, they're the scope of their thing, and this is as per their personnel, what they're told to do is, you know, they pull, you know, you pull up, you greet them. You know, and they ask you if you're intoxicated, you know, in an effective manner, you know, efficient manner in their own words. And then, you know, like if they are, then you do a field sobriety test. But now, you know, that's to see if you're intoxicated. Now, if they have a plain sight thing where they've seen like, you know, you have a little bit of cannabis or, you know, you have some type of paraphernalia or even like a weapon, like if you have a knife, even though that's not within their scope of investigation, I'm sure that they'll go right ahead and say, like, oh, step out of the car.
Oh, yeah, it's a fishing expedition. In fact, we got the results. Chris, you filed for the results from this DUI checkpoint. And I don't have them in front of me, but from my memory, I recall they had zero DUI arrests.
Yep.
They had two arrests. One of them was for drugs, alleged drug sales. So they probably found somebody with a couple bags
of
weed.
Possession with intent to distribute.
Yeah. And but they never tell you which drugs, so we don't know what it was. And
one of the illegal ones.
Yeah, and they had another guy arrested for something else. I forget what that was. But no DUI.
And a couple of people that they wound up giving traffic infractions.
Well, we don't know how many people they gave traffic infractions to. They said they gave multiple.
When I sat there, they probably pulled over like 10 people and wrote them tickets. At least videotaped.
So we tried to get that information, Chris. You had asked them for those details about how many traffic citations did they write, because we issued multiple is not, you know, that could be two.
Correct.
You know, it could be 20. So we have no idea how many they actually issued. And there were, interestingly, even though they had zero DUIs, they did write three people tickets for open container violations. So even though they found open containers in three people's cars, or at least three people had open containers, maybe it was one car with three people with open containers, but they found at least three people with open containers. No DUIs were written off of that.
You know, you can carry, if you open a, you know, a bottle, some sort of bottle of liquor, and you have a top, and it's closed.
Yep.
It's, I mean, they say it's open, but it's not really open, and that's probably they were just transporting it.
I don't know. Can they get you for an open container if it's a closed container?
If it's not sealed, I don't know about New Hampshire, but I know in New Jersey they can.
Okay.
So
we're gonna come back with more here, Thomas. If you got more to say, because we haven't really said much about this.
Sure.
Stand by here. Thomas Parisi from the Jail Paper. Your calls and thoughts welcome as well. Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, Jesse Ventura, Dennis Kucinich, Roger Ver, Colin and Jim Cantrell, Jordan Page, and Tatiana Morose, top minds in aerospace, cryptocurrency, blockchain technology, fine arts, politics, and finance, all at the Nexus Conference in Aspen, Colorado, September the 21st through the 23rd. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Get your tickets now at nexus.freetalklive.com. New ideas and new opportunities all to be had on September the 21st through the 23rd. nexus.freetalklive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your
your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank account, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free. Join us on the radio waves. Our number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and our Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
Don't forget, if you want to help support Free Talk Live, then join the AMP program. It's amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is you send $5 a month into Free Talk Live. We take that in, invest it into the show so we can get on more radio stations around the country, bring new internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom, liberty, individual choice, and like cryptocurrency, the cool stuff we talk about here on Free Talk Live. So if it's worth the price of a fancy cup of coffee to you to help us in our mission to spread these ideas, then please go to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up. You'll get cool perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, AMP-only Facebook group, and more. Go get the details, and you can sign up with PayPal, credit card. You can also use Bitcoin over at AMP, A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com. Thomas Parisi with us from the Jail Paper in Keene, New Hampshire.
Now, there was a question about the open container law, and yeah. I actually pulled that up.
What was the question again?
The question was whether or not the container actually had to be open at the time. All so let's say this 16-ounce bottle that I have in my hand that has water.
Allegedly.
There's a lid on it. No, it's water. Two parts hydrogen, one part oxygen, or vice versa. Two to one.
Until we send it to the drug lab, we can't know for sure.
But there's a lid on this, right? And
there's a lid. Yes, sir.
This is, if this were vodka, this would be an open container because the seal has been broken.
Oh, damn it.
Yep.
That's it right there.
even if you reseal it, or if it's like a bottle of champagne that you put the cork back in,
you've broken
the seal.
If the seal of the original container is broken, it is an open container.
Hold on. Now, wait a minute. Now, if you have vodka in a water bottle, they have no probable cause to search that bottle, right?
No,
they don't have...
No, they don't. Actually, Ian, what it is, it says their scope of investigation...
They don't even need probable cause,
they can't do that.
No, they wouldn't need probable cause to search my water bottle.
Or consent. They would need articulable suspicion.
No.
Not just to search? I don't think they would...
Nope.
If you search based on RAS,
you're driving
in a car.
Hold on.
If you're driving through
a DUI checkpoint, you've got a container there that we think might have alcohol in it. We need to search that.
And the entire vehicle, just in case there's any other contraband.
Right. But more than likely, what this is, somebody driving through with some people in the back seat, somebody in the back seat drinking something. You broke the seal on that Sam Adams winter lager that clearly says Sam Adams winter lager on the label.
You're saying that at the checkpoint that happened last weekend, the three...
tickets that they issued were probably for passengers.
Because it was not DUI.
Most likely a passenger that had cracked open a beer.
Probably the case. Yeah. Thomas, you were trying to comment there. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I mean, their scope of investigation really, it falls down to, you know, in plain sight. You know, like if they look inside, it says nothing and actually discourages them from asking you, like, are there any drugs or weapons in the vehicle? That's one thing. And now Concord is the one that kind of really screwed them for a while because Concord was pulling over, you know, random vehicles. This one, what they were doing is they would pull over the first vehicle after a long bit where there was nobody and then, like, the fourth vehicle. But their practice is they're supposed to have a uniformity. It's either every vehicle, every fifth vehicle, or
right.
every tenth vehicle.
That way they can't be accused, supposedly, of discriminating against people because of the color of their skin or whatever.
Yeah, or if you have a loud truck or a motorcycle, you know, like things that stick out that, you know.
A red vehicle.
They just can't resist it. They can't resist but to go after you. Like, what are you doing? Let's mess up your day. But I did notice on this, though, is that, you know, they also said that when they provided you, Chris, you're the one that got the report from them?
I did. Yep.
Okay. Now, in the records thing, they said that you'd show, like, the number of vehicles stopped, the number of drivers detained, the number of arrests, and arrests for other offenses, defective tags, the officers involved, and the checkpoint operation, like their man hours. Did they have all of that type of information?
This is actually a press release that I got back. So I filed a 91A. So initially I asked...
That's a FOIA request.
Yeah, that's what the number of it is here in New Hampshire.
Yeah. File a Freedom of Information Act request.
Because they wouldn't give you the details. That's the reason you filed the 91A.
Right.
You asked for all the details.
Initially, I just asked them on the phone, and the cop that I talked to, I believe it was a dispatcher, said she'd send me the information I was asking for, and she then proceeded to send me a press release that had been released, and then I tried calling back a second time, and they said they couldn't give me anything else. So I then proceeded to file a 91A,
And then they told you that you had to do that with the state police in Concord rather than the troop that had specifically done the checkpoint.
Oh, yeah. They made me...
So here goes the pass the buck. Yeah, here goes the runaround
process. Yeah, they
process.
Avoided it. And then they said, what just blew my mind was, I think, was it 60 days?
I think they said 90 days.
90 days, yeah. It was some insane amount of time. All I asked was...
just to clarify, they said it would take 90 days to give you an answer to your inquiry.
Yeah, right. So they could come back saying, we don't have this, or you didn't phrase your question right, or any number of different things.
I think the statute says
they're supposed to respond within.
They're supposed to respond within 30
days.
And the response could be, we need more time.
Yeah, that's what they did.
Now, hey,
and
a quick question.
It would not surprise me. It would not surprise me if after this period of time they say we have no documents relative to your request.
Go ahead, Thomas.
Oh, a quick question is, Chris, did you drive through the checkpoint? Because I know one of the cars drove through.
Two.
I drove through. Three people drove through.
actually. Yeah, Michael Gordon drove through from Cop Block.
Bob drove through.
Yes, your boyfriend.
Like, yep.
Did they have any type of like grumpy experience because they were cop blockers? Or did like the cops react in a different way, or did they specifically pull over their car? Like, did they do the diversion where they put them in, like, you know,
pulled.
The second
yeah.
the park lane?
It's a good question.
I got diverted.
Were they pulling? You know, there were so few cars on the road actually that they may have been pulling everybody over.
Well, Thomas, you were there watching, so you know they weren't pulling everybody.
Yeah, because I was up there, like, recording for 2 hours. What I saw is, like, you know, things like they pull over a couple motorcycles, they pull over a couple loud trucks. You know, things where it looked like they weren't doing it like it says here, where it's, like, every car, every 5 cars, every 10 cars. I mean, I'm going by what their protocol says from their own manual. But it's one of those things where, like, you know, I guess they may have pulled you guys over because, like, oh, hey, there's those guys. We've seen them before. Because, you know, there's at least, I guess, 20 cops down there. I mean, maybe in that ballpark. But I was just curious if they asked you what they asked you when they stopped you or what they asked them when they stopped them.
Well, so the videos, you're actually the first person to come out publicly with video over at the Jail Paper on Facebook. You put up a teaser video of your interview with me that I think you're going to have a longer piece for your full show you're going to put on later. But we did all get video footage from the runs through, and that stuff has yet to actually, you know, surface online that I'm aware of. In my case, I actually turned the tables on the cops, and I asked all the questions when I pulled up there.
I think we all did that, actually.
Yeah, I haven't watched the other videos, so I don't know what happened in the other videos, but they already know who I am.
You
so
were probably
like,
the most effective, though.
It's not like they had to ask me for ID because they knew who I was, but I suppose they still could have asked me and, like, checked the ID for warrants, but they could have done that anyway because they know who I am. But they didn't ask me for ID, and they didn't ask me for a car registration either the whole time. And that's just as I got up there and I just started asking them a bunch of questions. So the videos, I think, should be pretty interesting when we finally get them online. I don't know who, if anybody, is actually editing these, so maybe no one has
got it up yet.
I thought Matt was going to edit them. We'll have to check on that. But so those videos do exist. So one of the things I wanted to mention during this was you were actually over with us. So what we did, for listeners that don't know, this DOI checkpoint interdiction, the idea is you want to get people to turn away from the checkpoint or, you know in advance that they're about to hit it so they can make a decision as to whether or not they want to actually go through it early enough in advance. And one of the things I did notice at the very least was they weren't pulling people over who were turning around, because some checkpoints in some places, if they spot somebody make a U-turn or whatever, they'll go and they'll pull that person over.
Some places will consider that probable cause of something.
I know. I believe in New Jersey they're not allowed to do that.
Maybe they're not allowed here either. I don't know.
I don't know about New Hampshire, though,
because they weren't doing it.
They technically don't have probable cause. They're supposed to, and this is according to the manual, they're supposed to do it in a non-discriminatory they're not supposed to be targeting people.
Do you want to stick with us a little bit more here, Thomas? It's up to you, because I got more to say.
I'll go one more round.
One more here with Thomas Parisi. Hour number 3 is on the way. This is Free Talk Live. Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you, like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
When I get to about 3/4,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.